Well, hello, hello, guys. You're listening to Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon, and it's time for a 5-Minute Friday. It is springtime, and today I want to talk about things you should do to brighten your skin for spring. It's so important to have variety in your skincare routine. You may have your favorite players that you're always using and constantly rely on to have amazing skin. I definitely do. But I do like to mix things up. And with spring weather here, you need lighter, brighter, tighter ingredients that are going to make you glow. And you sometimes need to swap things out. Your skin gets tachyphylaxis. That's that phenomenon of becoming resistant and used to the dose of the active ingredients that you're using. And we want to get a regimen that has variety. Remember, spring is going to be warmer, more humidity in the air sometimes. Lighter weather requires different skincare. So number one on my list of top simple spring care tips is exfoliate twice a week. It's great to exfoliate. And wintertime has developed a little thickened, dull, more dehydrated layer of skin sitting on the surface of your skin. I recommend exfoliation with a micro peel type of a scrub. So something with small ingredient beads of exfoliation. We don't want rough, jagged edges tearing at the skin surface. So for example, apricot scrub with St. Ives used to be like my high school staple. But the jagged edges of the fragments of apricot pits are not the most gentle on the surface of the skin. And sometimes we get aggressive when we're in the shower and we're just getting carried away. So switch to an exfoliant that is milder with smooth uniform beads. For example, my perfecting polish is amazing. I also like our micropeel scrub. And one has slightly bigger granules, great for the body. The body needs exfoliation. We want to unplug plugged hair follicles so we don't get ingrown hairs. It's time to put those legs and arms out into the sun. So getting rid of that dull, scaly, flaky skin, it's time to exfoliate at least twice a week. Don't overdo it. You'll get too much oil production with excess exfoliation. It's time to try an at-home skin peel. Peels are so good to do, and I do one seasonally at the end of every season, at the end of winter, to get rid of dull, dry, dehydrated winter skin and give myself that bright glow. I always feel that a peel is an essential way to improve the surface texture of the skin. It makes the stratum corneum very uniform. It lifts layers of dead skin sitting on the surface. It regenerates collagen in a way that normal skin turnover does not. Even if you're on Retin-A every night at bedtime like I am, you still want to do a peel periodically to get rid of fine lines, pigmentation, pore tightening. It's the best. I often will do our Pretty at Home peel. That makes you lighter, brighter, tighter the first 2 days. No downtime. The third and fourth day, mild eraser shaving peelings, and that's a light TCA peel with 4 different ingredients to improve exfoliation. And by the 5th day, fresh new baby skin. You can do a deeper peel like the VI peel that has a little bit of snakeskin peeling. You can go very deep like the Cosmolon that has redness for a week or so. It's so amazing for melasma. And no matter what you do, you're going to see a transformation in the skin. So think about a spring peel before the hot weather really burns in and dermally tattoos in that pigment that's already sitting on the surface. If you suffer from melasma or pigmentation problems, doing a springtime peel is another great way of brightening and lightening before the summer heat really burns in the melasma that you already have. Remember to use a sunscreen. And sometimes in the spring, I will switch to even a lighter sunscreen and a lighter layer of moisturizer. I love a powdered sunscreen duster brush, like SkinCeuticals makes an amazing one. And these are SPF 50. The ingredients are pure mineral. I also love our AquaShield mineral sunscreen, which is awesome. It's a moisturizer plus sunscreen combination, but you want something light. You don't want a thick layer that's going to give you blemishes and acne and irritation. Remember that you can switch to a lighter moisturizer. The heavy, rich oiliness of the winter moisturizers is too much for spring skincare. Something about the increased heat and temperature and vasodilation of the skin is going to make you produce more essential, more oils of your own, more sebum and more oil production on the surface of the skin. So you want to combat that with a lighter version of moisturizer. If you're acne prone, you should try something that's non-comedogenic. I definitely have a great one, the moisturizer that comes in our acne kit. And if you love stem cell growth factors, you've got to try our Transform Stem Cell Growth Factor. That's moisturizer plus all those active ingredients. I love a multitasking miracle, and that's an easy way to get a lighter version of a hyaluronic-based moisturizer on you. I also am a big fan of moisturizers that multitask with lightening. So I have a botanical brightener that has four different lightening ingredients that are all natural, as well as 2% hydroquinone, and that's a great way to multitask by giving yourself some daily brightening. So switch to a lighter moisturizer. Remember that winter skin does well with retinols, and sometimes in summer, you want to lighten up and go with a glycolic, especially if you're going to be in the heat and the sun. Definitely don't use your retinol the week before you go to Hawaii. But switching to a glycolic for a little while it's a really nice way to wake your skin up. Your skin is used to the Retin-A. We don't want to stop the Retin-A. We might switch it to twice a week. But in place of that, on a regular basis, glycolic acid is a fruit acid. It eats up dead skin on the surface, polishes and smooths the stratum corneum as well. And it's a really nice idea to lighten your regimen. People who've been doing things like slugging in the wintertime, that's that process of applying thick emollient things like Aquaphor and thick gels to the skin at night, it's time to stop that too. You want to switch over to lighter regimens. I'm a big fan of improving the texture and surface of the extremity skin, the knees, the elbows, all of the rough, thickened areas, the chicken skin, the little bumps on the back of the arms and legs, keratosis pilaris. We need to start working on that. Back knee as well. And so this is a great time of year to exfoliate on the body using a benzoyl peroxide type of a spray or application for back knee and chest acne. Is essential. You need to use it every night at bedtime for 6 to 8 weeks. Remember to wear a white t-shirt so it doesn't bleach your clothing and pillowcase. And that will improve you, give you some confidence to be wearing bathing suits, strapless things, and low-cut cleavage exposure. I definitely want people to use our really nice moisturizer, which exfoliates for keratosis pilaris. And that one is excellent for breaking down dead skin on the surface that causes the follicles to plug, gives a little redness and inflammation around the follicles. And KP can be easily treated with a lactic acid, over-the-counter type moisturizer, like Amlactin is one of them, or our extra strong one that we have. And I think that they're so amazing. I remember feeling very self-conscious of those bumps on the back of the arms, definitely as a teenager. And now we have so many different ways to treat that. So the glycolic and lactic lotions is essential. You can use that for thick skin on the elbows and the knees and the heels and anywhere where it builds up. You can also do a microdermabrasion on the back of the arms. You can do a light peel. So many different things you can do. Some people get those bumps on their butt. Do a butt facial. So think about brightening the skin of the extremities. Think about using a sunless foam tanner. We have an amazing one. It's our Golden Glow, and it has almond oil, essential oils, and nutrients. It does not stain your clothing or your palms. It works into a beautiful glow. This is one of the ways you can get your confidence and avoid your skin cancer and sun damage. So many different ideas for improving your springtime skin. The number one thing you need to do is take a look at your skin with a skincare professional. Try to stop picking, popping, and working on your skin yourself at home. Have a professional do it. And use physician strength ingredients. When you're 20, you can shop at Target. When you're in your 30s, maybe you upgrade to Sephora or Nordstrom's. But let me tell you that all of those three stores, they sell over-the-counter strength ingredients. You should take physician skincare seriously. When you're definitely in your 30s to 50s and beyond, you have limited time and you want to use products that work and you want to use ingredients that are going to transform your skin. So that's one of my most important takeaway messages is use products that are going to give you transformative results. And I hope you guys all have a beautiful, happy, festive Easter and springtime. That's it for now, guys. Stay beautiful. Don't forget to find me on my Instagram. It's Beauty by Dr. K, D-R-K-A-Y, doing amazing things with people's faces. Our skincare line is Katie Skin. It has its own Instagram. You can check it out. It's on our website, beautybydrk.com. I'd love to have you try it. And write us a review. Rank, rate, and review the podcast on the iTunes store and send us a screenshot of that. We'd be happy to send you a trial size deluxe sample of some skincare. So that's it for now, guys. Stay bright and beautiful, and may spring bring love into your life. Stay beautiful.